1105 Meningo on a Saturday, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here till BetQL coming up at 1 o'clock. Steve Serby's going to join us at noon. And joining us right now from Augusta National, I can't believe the Masters is Thursday, is my good friend Ann Liguori. Ann, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Joe? Great to talk with you. I just arrived here this morning, and it's heaven on earth. What can I say?
Are you going to play it? Are you going to get a chance to play around there or no?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because I've played it three times the Monday after. There's a press lottery.
The Monday after the Masters is over, you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. The pins are in the same spot as the final round. And basically, if you get picked in the lottery to play,
I see.
Then you have to wait 7 years to put your name back in the lottery. So I'm not a mathematician, but the last time I played was 2017. So I think I can put my name
this year. You only get to play it as a media person. You only get to play it once every 7 years if you're lucky, right?
If you're lucky. And I've been extremely, knock on wood, lucky because I've played it three times. And this is my, 26th Masters.
Wow.
So, I've been doing it since I was 12 years old, and it's my favorite sporting event. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm sitting in this gorgeous $60 million media room that they built, I guess, about 10 years. And have in my little booth here, and I'm looking out over the driving range, and the Augusta National Women's Am.
Yeah, they got the amateurs going on right now, it's the fifth edition,
and I remember being out there the very first year, and it's exciting because you have all these amateur women, 72 players started at Champions Retreat early in the week, and then 35 players made the cut, top 30 in ties. And they're out there right now. They all had a chance to play here yesterday for a practice round. Mm. And can you imagine that? Whether you make the cut or not?
No, I can't imagine playing. I think I would faint if I was actually playing at Augusta.
Oh, it's so special.
Special. Let me ask you this, okay? Because let's be honest about this, Ann. The LIV Tour has taken a toll on a PGA Tour. I mean, something has to be done about this. We are finally going to get a chance now next week to see, to see Koepka, to see DeChambeau, to see John Rahm, to see all these guys, Phil, everybody back playing in the Masters. Something has to be done. I mean, I'm looking. I basically watch every week, some more than others. I was, the players I was very much into. When Matsuyama won out at the Riviera, I was into that. Bay Hill, all of that stuff I was into. But you don't even know who half these guys are. The guy leading right now at the Valero Open, I never heard of this guy. Who is this guy? I'm serious,
Ann. Yeah, I mean, the big word is unification. Everybody's talking about it. Even Rory kind of has done a 180 in his rhetoric.
He said that the divide
between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf is just not sustainable, and there needs to be a correction. And, it'll be interesting to see when these guys, Brooks Koepka, he always has his A game in the majors.
Always.
John Rahm, the defending champion. Yep. We haven't seen them play.
Oh, it's terrible.
Don't watch it. Right?
Yeah.
And it is sad for
the whole concept isn't any good, Ann. It's only 54 holes. These guys are wearing shorts on. They're playing music. What are we doing here?
It's not, to me personally, I can't respect that format. It's just not a respectable format. And to watch it is very tough because it's the team format. And it's individual, and you don't know who's winning. It's a very hard watch right now.
Absolutely.
But there is no question that we're missing these star players week in and week out. So the question is, what's going to be done about it? And Jay Monahan at the Players' Championship in a State of the Game address basically didn't say much. They can't talk about the negotiations publicly, but they did get together with Rumayan, the governor of the Public Investment Fund, the Saudi Public Investment Fund, in the Bahamas in mid-March, and the guys on the policy board, including Tiger. Apparently, Tiger played golf with Rumayan. So
By the way, is Tiger playing this week? He's playing,
yes.
Right?
Oh, definitely. He'll be here. Yeah, okay. Definitely. He came out last week for a practice round and played with the chairman of the club and also with his buddy, Justin Thomas. So, yes, Tiger. You
right,
know.
Okay,
in
good.
In fact, by the way, tomorrow with my debut of Talking Golf at for this season from 8 to
right.
9,
right.
Joe LaCava is my guest.
And Joe LaCava is no longer Tiger's caddy, right?
No. He is now with Patrick Cantlay.
Right, that's right.
So we will get into all of that. Obviously, he was with Tiger when Tiger had that incredible win in 2019 here.
Yep.
And Joe has a great memory, and he can describe every detail. He remembers everything. And, you know, he was with Freddie for 20 years.
Yeah, no, I know that. Freddie Couples. Yep.
So I'm so looking forward to that. He's a Hall of Fame caddy.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, talk about having a front row seat. He's been part of history here at Augusta National. So really looking forward to that. But yes, something has to be done. Say what you want to say. You know, I'm not in favor of LIV, and I've been very vocal about that on my show. But it's hard not to have all the star players playing week in and week out and only seeing them at these major championships.
Yeah.
So we'll see what will be done and how soon it will be done. They have this investment from the Strategic Sports Group. And so, and Tiger even said a while ago that they don't need the money now, the PGA Tour. But it's really about unification and getting all these players to be playing against each other more regularly throughout the season so they're not losing fans.
No, they definitely miss these guys. Again, we're talking to Ann Liguori as we get ready for the Masters coming up at Thursday. She's down at Augusta now. Right now, the best player in the world is Scottie Scheffler. I mean, this guy, he came so close last week to, you know, making it three straight wins on a tour that nobody does. I mean, you know, he won the Players. He won the week before that, too. I mean, the guy's just unbelievable. He's the favorite right now, and to me, it's everybody else chasing him. Well, what do you think about that here?
Yeah, I mean, Scottie Scheffler, world number one, you know, won here in 2022.
Yep.
He's just, everything about his game is incredible. No one is better off the tee. His iron play is incredible. It's just, from a ball striking standpoint, he can do anything with the ball, and he's number one in so many different categories. So, yeah, I mean, he's the guy to chase, I would think, but again, we don't know what Koepka is going to do. We don't know Rahm's going to do. Rory, that's a great story.
He never wins. You know, let me stop you a second here because I'm down on him. You know, I'm tired of hearing about it. You know, this guy, he hasn't won a major since what, the PGA at Valhalla? What, how many years ago?
2014.
Okay,
it's been
10 years.
Ten years.
And this is the MO for Rory. It makes me crazy. So many of these tournaments, he'll barely make the cut, but he makes the cut. And then he goes on, but he's never in contention to win. And then he goes on like a big run on like Sunday to get like in the top 10. And everybody, oh, Rory's the second best player in the world. Give me a break. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, can we stop already with this guy? Come on.
Too inconsistent, up and down, up and down. And although he is one of the best drivers on tour, you know, the iron game has been shaky. And he did go and visit Harmon in Vegas.
Did he?
Yes, he connected with him. So that, he says, has been very, very helpful. And he says he's a lot more confident now. So we'll see how he does this weekend.
And he's going for the career Grand Slam. If he ever wins the Masters, that would be the career Grand Slam for him.
But you know what? 2011, remember that? He led the first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He snap hooked that drive
into
the cabins on the 10th for a triple bogey. How do you put that out of your mind all these years later?
Yeah.
It's just something that you have to be so tough. And but I honestly like, I'm going to tell you who I like. I like Wyndham Clark.
Boy, you know it's funny. I got to stop you a second.
First Masters appearance.
I got to stop you for a second because I love him. I think he look. He won the U.S. Open last year. He came so close to winning the Players, at least forcing a playoff that putt rimmed out on 18.
I know. What a heartbreaker.
Oh my God, he is a terrific player. He's right there, and I think he's like 25-1 to win the Masters. That's a good bet, too. So it's funny you mentioned him. I can't believe you said when. I was just going to say that to you.
See, I read your mind.
There you go.
He was the U.S. Open champion last year at LA Country Club. That was a great story. He played for his mother, who passed away with cancer. He won the Wells Fargo before that. This year, Remember the course record he set at Pebble Beach to win there? He shot a 60 at Pebble Beach. And as you mentioned, runner-up at the Players, runner-up at the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Yep.
He is one to watch for sure. I just love that
This is
guy.
His first match. I didn't realize. He's never played the Masters before. No. I didn't realize that. Okay.
So can you imagine if he goes out there and just does, and, you know, he has no negative memories, which is a good thing. Although it's hard to have any negative memories here at Augusta National. But
well,
also,
I'm going to give you a guy that's got a big negative memory in my my mind. And he did win the British Open after that, but he's never been the same. And that's Jordan Spieth. When he blew the Masters, he would have won back to back, and he put two, I think, in the water at 12, and that's the year that the Danny Willett wound up winning it. I don't think Jordan Spieth has ever recovered from that, Ann.
Well, but he has won a Masters, right? I mean, he won.
Well, he did win. He won the year before that, but the next year.
And he was tied for second in 2014. So, you know, Jordan's another story, very analytical.
Yeah, what's happened to him? Seriously, Ann, what's happened?
And you wonder, and I don't want to say this, if money and hunger is involved with all of this, but these guys are making so much money, Joe.
Yeah. No, I know, I know.
It's just so different now. They're so rich. And they're only going to get richer now that, you know, with all this investment into the PGA Tour. And, you know, that's why I love this story. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Mal Natty on my show tomorrow, the guy who won the Valspar, Peter Malnati.
His
message after that win was just unbelievable. He basically said he doesn't care one iota, you know, what anybody's contract's all about. He doesn't care about what the winner's check is at the U.S. Open. He says, I think people are sick about that. He said, I think people are just sick of the narrative in golf being about contracts on LIV, purses on the tour, guaranteed comp on the tour. And I think, you know, it was a really heartfelt statement. And he's on the policy board. And so he's hearing all the ins and outs of these negotiations with the Saudis. And for him to come out and say this very spontaneously and after a win was just incredible. It's true. People don't want to hear about how much money these guys are making. They just want to see the player performances.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes this game so special. So I hope the focus can go back on player performance. And anyway, do you know I have a new book out?
No.
I've been trying to
promote
text
before
you,
we let you go. Go ahead, promote your book.
I don't even know if I can get a hold of you if you even do cell phones. But it's called Life on the Green.
Oh, yeah. I have a cell phone. You don't have my cell phone number?
I got to get your.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? You know, here's what I'm going to do. Don't hang up after I let you go.
I got to send you a copy of this book.
Yes, you do. And I'll give Chris my cell phone to give to you.
You'll love this book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. Jim Nance wrote the foreword. Such a gracious forward he did write. And basically, Joe, I interviewed 12 legends. These are all current interviews, 6 men, 6 women, 5 Masters champions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about what they learn from their iconic golf careers that they use in their day-to-day life. So it's really about life wisdom. And the themes are very universal. So it appeals to, you're going to love the stories in it. You're a sports fan. You love golf. You're going to learn a lot about these personalities. I learned a lot about these personalities. And I've been covering the sport for years.
Oh, God.
But also people who aren't golfers, the themes are very positive. I wanted something really uplifting because of all the divisiveness in sport and in golf right now. And they were so gracious. Jack Nicklaus gave me hours of time. And Bernard Langer just has so many stories.
Right, yep.
And Gary Player and Padraig Harrington tells me that not only is he nervous when he goes to the first tee every time he plays, and this is a 3-time major champion,
right?
Our friend, the Irishman. Padraig tells me he has fear.
Yeah.
Every time he goes
I have
to the
fear.
Golf course.
Let me tell you, when I go play, when I get to the first tee, I got fear. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is Padraig Harrington. It's not only nerves, but fear. Like, are you going to shank it? Are you going to have a game,
And he
talks about how we all have to embrace fear. And the messages are really incredible. There are so many different messages.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? Because we got to run here now, and I really appreciate it. And you know what? Next week, we'll get you on Saturday. We'll pop you on again from Augusta, right?
We'll
get you on again as we get. We'll be in the middle of the tournament by then. But
I'm
going to let you go. Hang on for a second. I'll give Chris my number, and you can he can relay it to you, and you can send me the book, all right?
I can't wait. Thanks so much, Joe.
And thank you so much. Ann Liguori, as we get ready for the Masters on Thursday.